I see you, Jesus. With a garment on, down to your feet, and your feet like bread burned in a furnace. A golden girdle around your chest, body shining like the sun, shining before me. Woo, 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 woo. peace of heaven. Shining through Jesus, has shined all through me, brought my whole body to rest. He's taken control. By the peace of his resurrection and his words are now rising in me. Oh, the love of Jesus does quicken over my body, does move through my soul, out through my voice, and the words that I hear. I can hardly control as his love moves all in my make you feel the love of Jesus as it moves in your soul. And as his love rises, he gets clearer and clearer, closer and closer, love makes you one. Now I can understand why my body must be changed when the love of heaven in its fullness reaches under me. this old flesh could not contain. Oh, the love of Jesus.
Oh, the love of Jesus.
Quivering through my soul.
Quivering through my soul.
Leaving a glory.
Leaving a glory.
That words cannot tell.
That words.
Thoughts cannot express them. By the Spirit, you feel them.
By the Spirit, you feel them.
These shiverings of love.
These shiverings of love.
That move o'er your soul.
That move o'er your soul. The bond of perfection
that binds all his life,
that binds all his life.
Inside of you,
inside of you.
Oh.
By the suffering
For the whole world.
For the whole world.
But to one of my ministers.
But to one of my ministers.
My ministers of grace.
My ministers of grace.
A special love I have.
A special love I have.
In my heart a special place.
In my heart a special place.
And to all that love him.
To all that love him.
And submit unto him.
And submit unto him.
They receive that same love. Same special blame.
Same special
if you want the same reward,
if you want the same reward,
reward as my prophet,
reward as my prophet,
then receive him.
Of heaven.
Of heaven. backs them up. And the host of my angels camp around him. And the spirits of my father watch every heart as they go by to see how they receive them, or to see if they reject them. If they reject him, then my fire's fly. Against the Father, even speak against me, but don't open your mouth against one of my ministers or blaspheme in the Holy Ghost. That will be. Oh. Ah. Oh. I let not my true ministers
rejoice in their works.
I don't even allow them to rejoice in my people.
I command them.
If they even raise the dead, they shall not rejoice in the raising of the dead. For I'm a jealous God. Have a place for them to rejoice in the book of life and in my loving heart, and there they do come. An unprofitable servant, and I fold him in my love, and we both rejoice. Oh. one of my chosen.
When one of my chosen
gets tired in their body, I wrap them in glory. And wrap them in grace.
And I wrap them in grace.
But I'm not satisfied.
But I'm not satisfied.
With just glory and grace.
With just glory and grace.
I breathe my love in them. And I show them my faith. Oh, 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 oh. Before you, to receive of your love, the first thing I require is that you give yourself and look up on me. Everyone look at me now. Look on my face.
Look on my face.
And say, Lord Jesus. Whatever you desire. You give in obedience. In my chosen way.
In my chosen way.
Then a hundredfold. You claim hath been given.
Oh,
just do it that way. Just go to the offering. Just give yourself first. Let him speak to you. Choose out his way of prosperity, because his way of prosperity is what works. Whether it's a widow's mine or nothing to give him. When you pour your life before me and pour out your love,
and pour out your love,
then my heart is open.
Then my heart is open.
You're open to.
You're open to.
Then I gather up treasure.
Grace I give,
and love is poured out. down upon those that obey me, and I pour out my treasure day after day, and I bring them to rest in my faithfulness. No more struggling, but only obedient. Then I show them the way that the yoke is easy, the burden is light, as they look on my face.
From the least to the greatest,
the love blessing is for them.
Love's blessing is for them.
From the poorest to the richest,
from the poorest to the richest,
no respect of person,
no respect of person.
Only require. They give themselves to me.
They give themselves to me.
For this special place.
For this special place.
In my heart of love.
In my heart of love.
Now you understand.
Now you understand.
You have a feeling.
You have a feeling.
Of what my prophet spoke.
Of what my prophet
spoke. Of my kingdom age.
Of my kingdom age.
When the whole wide world.
The whole wide world
is ruled by my love.
Is ruled by my love.
And the honey dream.
And the honey dream.
Through the living waters from above.
Through the living waters of my blood.
And the glory rises.
And
like the mist of the morning,
like the mist of the morning,
and the shining of my love, binds it all together,
binds it all together.
Think not this a dream.
Think not this a dream.
Of some mind of man.
Of some mind of man.
This is a dream of my father. And I suffered to fulfill it.
Has suffered to fulfill it.
Now he moved with his power. His fire and grace, to make this dream a reality,
for the new kingdom age,
and the glory is rising, upon my people. And the fire is falling,
upon the wicked.
The dream now before you, and I move with my power, to make it reality. In your generation,
in your generation.
That'll clear up your mind,
clear up your mind,
to things that you've heard,
to things that you've heard.
My plan so simple,
my plan so simple,
for the people of the earth,
for the people of the earth.
I had it laid down,
I
from the creation of the world. I never intended for them to know good or evil.
For them to know good or evil.
I only intended for them to know my life.
For them to know.
For the very moment,
for the very moment,
they offered good or evil,
good
then
or
both good and evil,
good.
Is Satan in my sight. So I delivered you to my tree of life, my son Jesus, that's alive in your midst. So you know him as life. Then I purge out the evil and good and evil. You need not know.
Ah, 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 ah.
you were.
I brought you where
the Lord wanted you to be. From good and evil,
good and evil,
to the life's
stream,
and everyone that eats,
everyone that eats,
will only know one,
will only know one,
the fruit of my life,
the fruit of my life,
that lasts forever. Under good and evil,
under good and evil,
the man of sin,
the man of sin,
Satan that ruleth,
Satan that ruleth,
the God of the world,
the God of the world,
that makes them good and evil,
that makes them good and evil,
in his plan.
In his plan.
Now you understand the power.
You understand the power.
Released in this group.
Released in this group.
As they come to the tree of life.
As they come to the tree of life.
And delivered from Satan's plan.
Delivered from Satan's plan.
Oh,
oh, oh.
To give man a free choice. I only intended to give them my best. I never told them to choose good or evil, to try to satisfy the Lord thy God. I only told them to choose my tree of life. Satan added this other on and captured the whole world. Flesh, controlled by Satan, rises up and overcomes them. I never intended this thing to be.
This thing to be.
man knows them.
Once man knows
good and evil.
Good and evil.
Then the desires of their heart them.
Overcome them.
Then they're ruled by Satan.
And they're ruled by Satan.
Condemned in good.
Condemned in evil.
And he makes them like him.
And he makes them like him.
Oh. This work in the earth. What are you talking about? Doesn't even depend on me at all. No, sir. Just depend on me standing still, seeing the glory of the Lord. Once I reach the place to where he said, open your mouth and I'll fill it, that's all he needs then. Now, why? It'll never work all over. Listen, God has spoken this thing and it is finished. Just as sure as I'm standing here. You see, when we started in this move, he didn't have us to start whacking at Satan or in a revival. We went right to the root. He had us to go right to the root of Satan and dig it out. Right in a home, right in a family, and right on the inside of people. Just fish that old Leviathan of the sea out. You know what the Leviathan of the sea out is? Is that small voice in there that tells you it's the voice of grace? That voice of the snake. Isaiah called it the Leviathan of the sea. He had us to go hook it out of there and just, ooh. And this thing hath been finished. And it hath been done. The way he establishes us when he moves us into this place. In order to hold us safe in his grace, he reveals us two things. His judgment and his blessing. God doesn't condemn you. He judges you. Satan condemns you. Lord, very firm about it. He whacks you in judgment if you step out of line. He whacks me. He doesn't say if, then, but about it. Just whoosh. And that's the reason why he said, I love judgment. And once you understand his plan, you get to where you love it too, because that's the safest place you can be. Since he delivered you to where you cannot, you're not supposed to know good and evil. And this is where he's brought you to. To where you're not supposed to make up your mind what's good and evil. Then the safe place to be is under his judgment of grace that he can cut out all the evil out of you and leave you pleasing in his sight. And this is the way he does under grace. Oh. Revelation, the 14th chapter, verses 14 through 20. Real soft, if you will. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice, thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is dried. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. That first reaping there is the reaping that's going on with you. Whew.
When Jesus thrust in his sickle and began to pull you into this new Jerusalem. Why? He said, because the harvest, the earth, it says dry, ripe there, the literal translation of it is dried. It's overripe and it's beginning to dry up. Said, we got them all restored now. Said, let's pull them into the new Jerusalem and reap them. Oh. Crush them and bind them together. Put them in the storage bin. And that's what he did. Ooh. All right, boys. You boys get up and go down there. Whose kids are these? Whoa. Get them over and set them down and whack them. Whoa. Y'all don't have any business back here behind this anyway. I've told every one of y'all to get out in front, and you just continually come right back up here and get where you're not supposed to. Whoa. And then, this is the first reaping that goes on over the earth. Gathers his obedient, his remnant, into the new Jerusalem. Puts them in and begins to crush them and gather them together and to purge their branch where they can bring forth more fruit. How did he purge their branch? By cutting off all their old ways, doesn't he? And bringing forth his new ways. Said, when you bring forth the little fruit, said, I purge you. I cut off some of your old weight. Then I bring forth a new growth where you can bring forth more fruit. Oh. Oh. This is the way he works under grace. This is what he's doing for you in case you don't know it. He's harvesting you, putting you in the new Jerusalem. Purging on you. You bring forth a little fruit and he melts it together in there and you feel it, crush it, and then he purges you a little more to bring forth some more. Oh. Let's read on. And another angel. This is an angel now. The first one was Jesus. Came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which would have power over fire and cried with a loud voice to him that sharp sickle, saying, thrust in the sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. For her grapes are fully ripe. And listen to what he did. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the whole vine of the earth. You know what vine he's talking about? The false vine in the earth. Just gathered the whole thing. And took it without the city. And cast the whole vine, fruits and all, into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city. And blood came out of the winepress, even under the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. That's what's ahead of you. What's beginning now is the reaping of the obedient, gathering men to New Jerusalem, and the reaping of the wicked under judgment. When he gets through with it this time, the whole vine of the wicked is pulled up out of earth and harvested in judgment and burned in fire. Jesus had already said at the end of the age, at the end of the world, end of the age, said, when my new heaven and new earth is revealed, do you remember? He said, I send forth the angels to gather the chaff into bundles and to burn it. Ooh. Ooh.
I saw an angel, descend from heaven,
and cry to him
that sitteth on the clouds, thrust in thy sickle into the earth.
Time has come
to harvest the earth.
Once Satan was knocked down from his throne, you know who took it immediately? Jesus. What's the first thing he did? He began to reach in, to harvest his people, his obedient people. Bring them in, gather them together. That's the first thing he did. You didn't know it, but he began to reach after you. Oh. According, the reaping goes according to the words of Jesus, but it goes according to how it is laid out, Christ speaking through the minister Paul.
You shall be judged by the gospel I preach. Spoke the apostle Paul. Christ in him did speak.
He that despised Moses' law,
died without mercy,
under two or three witnesses.
How much more terrible shall judgment be.
under God's grace and love than under the law.
Under grace God gives
you the fullness of his life.
Jesus in love suffered and made you complete.
So if any man trod Jesus under his foot by living their own life in their own religious way.
And not accepting
the blood of God for the cleansing of their old sin life.
Now,
this is the one that Paul wrote this to, is exactly the ones that were headed back under the law and under religion, the Hebrews. He said, now this is just exactly how you're going to be judged. He said, you go to trodden underfoot the Son of God. Tell him we're going to turn from you and your leadership and turn back to obedience under the law of religion of good and evil. And you go to trying to clean up your own life without using the blood of Jesus Christ. And if any man
Substitute their own religious works for the gifts and works of the grace of God.
Then no chance does that person have without mercy.
Judgment fire destroys him.
A Now, the reason, Lord, I'm having this very plain with you, I want you to understand this is not a revival. This is not a revival. This is the beginning in you of a life of grace, something to you that some of you have had a taste of. But most of you, even though you think you know what it's all about, you just have tasted. And the commandment is that you must continue in this thing until it's firmly established in your life. This is not just a revival. Because once you lapse back to trodding underfoot the Son of God or trying to use some other way to cleanse yourself except through the blood or going to doing works instead of relying upon His grace working in life through you, you're in trouble. That's the reason why when we leave here, Lord had me leave here for a while. We're going to leave tapes playing here all day and most of the night. Where you can come in here anytime and move in this knowledge of the working of this kingdom. To keep you safe.